In today's hyper-competitive marketplace, products and services have become increasingly commoditized. When prospects can't distinguish meaningful differences between competing offerings, they make buying decisions based on who they prefer to work with. This simple truth forms the foundation of business success. People buy you. The pendulum has swung too far toward process and technology in recent decades. While systems have transformed business efficiency, they've also removed personal connection from many daily activities.
As automation continues, workers with empathy and interpersonal skills now hold the competitive edge.
Jobs requiring genuine human interaction remain valuable even during economic downturns, making relationship building perhaps your most recession-proof skill.
But this approach isn't about selling yourself through self-promotion.
When we try to sell ourselves, it backfires.
People hate being sold, but love to buy. The distinction is crucial. People choose to work with you for their reasons, not yours.
They select you because you solve their problems and make them feel valued.
Three persistent myths hold many professionals back. Friends buy from friends. You quickly exhaust your network. People buy from people they like. Likeability opens doors but doesn't close deals. And you have to sell yourself, which actually pushes people away.
The reality? People make decisions emotionally first, then justify with logic. Understanding this process gives you tremendous leverage in business relationships.
Likeability is the essential gateway to profitable business relationships. Unlike trust, which develops gradually, likeability judgments happen within moments of meeting someone. Smiling represents the fastest path to likability. This universal language communicates welcome across cultures. When you smile sincerely, people become more willing to help, forgive mistakes, and connect with you. Most people maintain serious expressions in business settings because self-absorbed, focusing about 95% on their own thoughts. Good manners provide a competitive advantage entirely within your control. In a world where rudeness has normalized, treating everyone, from janitors to CEOs, with equal respect makes you memorable. Being fully present has become rare in our technology-saturated environment. Build likability by remaining completely focused on the person before you, rather than checking messages during conversations. Enthusiasm and confidence also work as powerful likability enhancers. Enthusiasm is contagious, while confidence requires balancing between weakness and arrogance.
While likability opens doors, genuine connection builds trust. The real secret to connecting is making people feel important. Our deepest craving is to feel valued, and listening is the most powerful tool to satisfy this need. Most people prefer talking about themselves rather than listening. This creates your advantage. When you genuinely listen, you satisfy others' desire to feel valued, creating rare connections. Questions start conversations, reveal problems, and demonstrate attentiveness. Begin with easy questions, as people naturally resist personal questions from strangers. Effective listening means eliminating distractions, including your self-centered thoughts, and giving complete attention through eye contact and focused presence. Listening deeply involves observing body language, tone, and understanding perspective. Our own name is the word we respond to most powerfully. Using someone's name makes them feel valued. Remembering names instantly wins people over. Being bad with names is simply laziness. Develop a system based on commitment, concentration, repetition, and association.
At its core, business is one person solving another person's problem. When you help others get what they want, you get what you want, whether that's commission checks, promotions, or recognition. Most salespeople follow a predictable pattern: insincere small talk, generic questions, company pitch, and rejection. The truth is, people buy for their reasons, not yours. Unless prospects see how you'll solve their problem, you won't succeed. Effective problem solving follows five rules. People won't reveal real problems until they feel connected.
Start with easy questions to build comfort. Listen for stories. Be empathetic by following emotional cues. And never make assumptions. Treat each person as unique. Like icebergs hiding most of their mass underwater, customers often conceal their real problems. Many salespeople fail by asking only surface-level questions before discussing features, missing deeper issues that would win the business. The more questions you ask, the more sales you'll close. Develop go-to questions like, "What keeps you up at night about this situation?" to reveal emotional hot buttons.
Trust forms the foundation of all business relationships. Without it, deals close, opportunities vanish, and referrals disappear. Trust emerges when customers depend on you to fulfill promises affecting their business or career. In our risk-averse environment, people instinctively cling to the familiar, even when change is necessary for survival. The fear of unknown outcomes creates powerful resistance. Trust becomes essential in reducing this fear and minimizing perceived risk. Many salespeople overestimate their trustworthiness, believing charm matters more than punctuality and professionalism. While prospects may feel emotionally connected through likability, they're simultaneously evaluating your behavior, seeking facts to justify their feelings. Going the extra mile, exceeding requirements, and doing what others won't demonstrates commitment to excellence. This dedication to doing right, even unobserved, distinguishes you from competitors. Remember, trust erodes not through catastrophic breaches, but through accumulated small lapses, tardiness, unreturned calls, missed deadlines, errors, and poor preparation.
The law of reciprocity means the more we give, the more we receive. When someone gives to you, you naturally feel obligated to return value. True reciprocity flows from creating positive experiences with sincere intentions and no expectations, rather than treating it as a transaction. Like anchors bond ships to the ocean floor, emotional anchors connect people. Many salespeople mistakenly think customers return for products alone, when in fact, customers bought you, not just your solution. While grand gestures create memories, thoughtful acts, remembering birthdays, sending handwritten notes, or leaving congratulatory messages often carry deeper meaning. Creating positive experiences requires creativity, personalization, and disciplined follow-through. What we experience emotionally becomes our strongest memory. Creating personalized positive experiences requires listening deeply for self-disclosures that reveal others' priorities, listening with your eyes, ears, and heart for what truly matters to them.
Your personal brand, how others perceive you, profoundly impacts your business success. It's a promise of value with often surprising gaps between self-perception and others' actual perception. Strong brands are built through actions, not sales pitches. Every interaction offers a chance to differentiate yourself through what you do rather than what you claim. Successful people become experts in their domains. Mastering your company's offerings makes you a resource for colleagues, while industry expertise earns recognition and field expertise transforms you into a trusted consultant. All expertise-building resources already exist in books and documentation. Just 15 minutes of daily reading can match top executives who read 20-plus books yearly. In today's transparent world, your online presence is crucial. When prospects Google you, and they will, what they find shapes their perception. Maintain a personal website and an optimized LinkedIn profile. Remember, you are your most powerful weapon. When products become commodities, your ability to connect, solve problems, and build trust becomes your greatest competitive advantage.